Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he has determined that atrocities committed by the Islamic State group constitute genocide. Mr. Kerry made an announcement earlier today.
Daesh is genocidal by self-proclamation, by ideology, and by actions in what it says, what it believes, and what it does. Daesh is also responsible for crimes against humanity and ethnic cleansing directed at these same groups, and in some cases also against Sunni Muslims, Kurds, and other minorities.
Mr. Kerry spoke on the March 17th congressional deadline for the Obama administration to make a decision regarding atrocities committed by the Islamic State group against religious and ethnic minorities in Iraq and Syria. The latest flare-up of Ebola in Sierra Leone has ended with no confirmed cases of the virus now in West Africa, according to the UN Thursday. The World Health Organization joins the government of Sierra Leone in marking the end of the recent flare-up of the Ebola virus in the country, as according to a UN statement. The global health body made the announcement 42 days since Sierra Leone's last Ebola patient tested negative for the second time. Russian President Vladimir Putin says even his troop withdrawal from the Syrian war front, he could, if necessary, within several hours, ramp up Moscow's military presence there again. As he decorated officers who served in Syria, Putin says he does not want to escalate the conflict again and express hope for the common sense of Syrian authorities and opposition groups fighting President Bashar al-Assad to reach a peace accord. You're listening to VOA News. South